Yeah, so I work for a startup in the San Francisco Bay Area called Carbon, and we're a 3D printing company. And so my job is to really go out and identify areas where we think 3D printing can be advantageous for someone's manufacturing process. So, you know, if someone wants to make a part that fits in a small spot in a car, that can be really hard to machine down and mill or produce in some conventional ways. And so with 3D printing, we can basically control the shape of an object with light. And so we can print these small little objects on demand to do very specific jobs.
Can you tell us a little bit of how does this 3D printing work? And what do you mean by you're controlling the shape of an object with light?
Yeah, so our process, usually what you'd have is you'd have a bowl of liquid, essentially. And these liquids are reactive and they can link together to form what's called a polymer. And so I think everyone probably has a polymer somewhere in front of them. Our headphones here are polymers. Your couch can be made of polymers. Polymers are just long chains that stick together. And once they're stuck together, they don't fall apart. And so what we do is we take these liquid materials, and that's part of my job too, is deciding what we actually want to put in there. Do we want it to be high strength? Do we want it to be fireproof? Do I want to be able to hit it with a baseball bat and have it not break? You know, things like that. And then we can take basically what's a projector. You know, if you took a classroom projector, let's say, and you can shine different patterns of light on that pool of liquid. And what you start to do is that depending on what that light looks like, you form a polymer in that same shape. So if I shine a circle on this thing of light, I'll form a circle. If I shine a square, I'll form a square. And obviously you can get much more complicated than that. And then you start to build a part piece by piece and you pull it out of this liquid as you continue to shine light on it.
Okay,